Right now, I'm in the Palace of Westminster. We have just voted when news of a security incident broke, and the House of Parliament, all the entire complex, is on security lockdown. And we're waiting to find out exactly what happens now. So people are stranded, locked in different parts of the complex as security procedures have triggered.
Yeah, what does that mean when you say in lockdown? You literally sort of you're confined to a specific area in Westminster, or sort of, what does that mean?
Yes, it does, basically. The doors are locked to stop people roaming freely around the whole complex. So we've got some MPs in the chamber, some MPs in division lobbies, some MPs who just finished voting in the rooms around it. So different people are locked in different parts of the complex.
And what do you know, what have you been told about the situation, about why that is, about what's happening, you know, outside?
Yes, because I've just bumped into the Director of Security, who has said there has been a significant incident here involving a car that had driven down Bridge Street just outside the complex, and that the driver has climbed over the wall into the complex and come through into New Palace Yard, which is sort of in the secure zone in Parliament, whereupon that person has been shot by armed police. That's about all I know, because at the moment we really are waiting to hear, and people are obviously anxious, getting telephone calls from families just to check they're all okay, already making those telephone calls to confirm they're all okay. So we're still waiting to hear.
You mentioned then, there's, you know, obviously people are anxious. What is it like? Is it sort of, it must be quite a sort of scary time and a scary atmosphere at the moment there then?
Well, it's a very different atmosphere, no question at all. People are anxious about it, want to obviously make sure that we're all going to be safe. There are lots of people who work here. We don't know what's happening. And when you don't know, that always makes things a bit more nervous. But the point is, the security teams who work here are experts. They have established procedures that will kick into place whenever something happens. And that's exactly what's taken place this afternoon. So we're waiting to see what will happen. I think they need to find out if there are any more people. We have one assailant who apparently has been shot by armed police. How do we know there's not more? So until all of these things are sorted out, then the Palace of Westminster will remain on lockdown.
How do you feel, Andrew? Do you feel safe? How are you feeling?
I feel safe, absolutely. I've always felt safe in the Palace of Westminster. I have utter confidence in all of the teams who work here. But I am also aware that, you know, difficult things can happen, and we all need to be, therefore, very conscious of it. It's only a while ago, just over a year ago, that we've had the murder of Joe Cox, and we've seen incidents in other parliaments around the world. But I don't think that should stop people doing their jobs. You know, we have important jobs to do representing the communities who send us here. We have to get on with that. But right now, we have to respect the security services who do all their work to keep us safe and are now fulfilling the procedures which they plan for and are executing in light of this incident.
So situation is then you're in lockdown at the moment. Andrew, literally, are you just sort of sitting tight then with other MPs, with other people in the Houses of Parliament, just waiting for an update, waiting to hear from the security services as to when that might change?
Exactly right. That's exactly what we're doing. We can't go anywhere. We're catching up via the internet, via the television, exactly what's happening, and waiting for the security services to give us the all clear that we can get on. But this is a major incident, and we have to be aware that the security services have to do their job, and that's that.